Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. We are diving back into the world of NFL football, and to help us do that, we bring in Sheil Kapadia, also from The Athletic, one of Rex Rhodes' cohorts. Sheil, what's going on, my man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. No problem. Good to be with you. It's camp is in full swing. We're pushing forward, and I think everyone's anxious to kind of see how the next few weeks go, and then potentially it'll be week one before we even know it.
So, Sheil, we heard yesterday that I think right now there are 10 COVID-19 reserve cases in the entire league, which to me was very encouraging given the way I kind of feared this might go to start training camp. How surprised are you with how well the NFL and their players have been able to handle this so far?
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, you looked at all the other leagues and you saw baseball, wow, they had, way more than I think what you would say, just a couple hiccups and it wasn't going great. And then you look at the NBA bubble and NHL and those are going well. And so you didn't really know what to expect. But I always just thought about it with so many players on a roster, so many personnel for each team that it was going to be a big challenge. So I think the numbers are very encouraging and teams and the league definitely deserve a lot of credit.
What about the bubble thought for the postseason, Sheil? I know Sean Payton has, said some stuff about that. Apparently there's at least some sort of measure of looking into that. Do you think that's a good idea, a doable idea? And what do you think the timeline would need to be on really nailing something like that down? You've got some of these teams who are actually going to have some measure of crowds this season.
It's really tough because every few weeks kind of the direction we think this thing's going to go changes. And so to look ahead to the postseason and January and what that's going to look like, it's really tough. I don't think it's a bad idea to sort of have different plans in place if you really are committed to getting this season finished and not having hiccups in between where you have to stop and start. If you can avoid that, then I don't think it's a terrible idea. You know, I think some of the experts going in thought that this, the bubble idea was the only way to do it. And so to me, it's like lay out plans A, B, C, and D, see how this thing goes, be ready if you need to make a detour, if you need to make a left turn, and go from there. So that's kind of how I look at it.
Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic on with us. And Sheil, we have a message that's come our way. In the middle of this interview, Teron Davenport has told us to tell you hello, your good friend Teron Davenport. So I've passed that message along to you.
Thank you. Teron is my guy from our time together in Philadelphia, so glad to hear he's listening and chiming in.
I mean, there's a lot of Philly connections here. Jason Wolf was here, Nick Kale's here, Teron's here. There's a lot of Philly and Nashville kind of shuttling back and forth.
That's right. Yeah, no one's given me an invite to come down and visit or anything. So maybe post pandemic, you guys can fix that for me.
Absolutely, no, we will.
You're invited anytime. And speaking of Philly, I do want to get your thoughts on Carson Wentz because he's a very interesting case to me. On the field, when he's been on the field, he's been good, but health has got to be a concern at this point. If you're the Eagles, what's the vibe like in Philly with Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. You know, I think if you put together sort of a highlight reel of his top 10, 15, 20 plays from any given season. Anyone would watch that and say, this is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But there have been health issues. There have been issues with kind of, I think, not supporting him with great talent at the wide receiver position. I think they were one of the slowest offenses in terms of team speed last year. And then the injury concerns, like you mentioned, he stayed healthy last year, but then he just kind of gets the unfortunate hit in the playoffs from Jadeveon Clowney and suffers a concussion. So, you know, that's a hit that would have knocked any quarterback out. So that's not one where you look at it and say he's injury prone. He started all 16 games in the regular season, but they drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. So there's a lot of things going on as always in Philly, but I think he's in pretty good position to succeed this year.
All right, Shiel, I got to ask you about the Titans. And of course you did. Shiel does a lot of awesome stuff at The Athletic. I love the unit rankings. It's there's a lot that goes into those. I know it's also the fun read to kind of go through and see how you're viewing these teams. I think you had the Titans ninth in offense, 18th in defense. But what do you think about the Titans as an AFC contender?
I think they're, you know, I flip-flop on the Titans quite a bit this offseason, but right now I definitely view them as a playoff team, whether that means winning the AFC South or earning one of those wild card spots. You know, I think obviously the big things you look at is what they did in the offseason. And Ryan Tannehill, I mean, by every statistical measure, was a top five quarterback last year, and that was a top five offense after he took over. Now, some of the things he did, it's just going to be tough to sustain. I mean, we're talking like Joe Montana-like numbers in a few of these categories. So to me, it's going to be tough to get that guy for a full 16 games. I think you're going to see him come back down to earth a little bit, but it's a matter of how far down does he come. You know, is it instead of a top five guy, he's a top 10 guy, or is it further than that? Is he mediocre? And so I think there's obviously a lot riding on him and what they invested in him this offseason. But I got to tell you, looking at all these teams and trying to get sort of a landscape of the league, Arthur Smith is one of my favorite play callers in the NFL. And so when I was sort of debating on the Titans, you know, do I have them taking a step back? Do I have them getting back to the postseason? I just looked at that and said he was one of the most creative guys in the league last year. They schemed up explosive plays seemingly on every week. He played to his player strengths, whether that was Tannehill, Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown. And so I'm kind of putting my faith there in Arthur Smith as one of the best OCs in the league and think that they're going to be able to get back into the postseason.
Shiel Kapadia from The Athletic on the line with us. And Shiel, obviously the biggest story of the NFL offseason other than COVID-19 was Tom Brady's move down to Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers. What are your expectations this season for Brady and the Bucs?
I think they're going to be a good team. I mean, you look at it and what he was working with last year, and I mean, really, one of the worst groups of pass catchers in the NFL in New England. And now all of a sudden you go to Tampa, a team that arguably has the best pair of wide receivers in the NFL with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I just think it's going to be a different world for Brady. Now, is there going to be decline? Yeah, you have to expect that at 43 years old. I mean, no one has done this. No one has started 16 games at 43 years old. You saw some issues with Brady's accuracy last year for sure, some of his movement, his pocket movement, those types of things. But I just think he's in position to succeed there with that coaching staff, with those wide receivers. And also, we shouldn't sleep on that defense. You know, they have one of the best front sevens they've assembled there in the NFL. So I don't think he's going to have to do it all, and I just think he's going to have more opportunities to make plays to be successful than he did last year.
All right, here's a question I've got to ask you because this has become the new Nashville topic. It used to be like, is Mariota a franchise quarterback or not?
Right.
Now the Nashville football topic is, when is Jadeveon Clowney signing with the Titans or someone? And I know there's apparently the threat of him sitting out, which to me makes absolutely zero sense to not get paid right now a lot of money to play football in a league where you don't have a long career. But what do you think ends up happening with Clowney?
You know, I thought the Titans have made sense all along, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on a Nashville station here. I've written it going back months because I look at the Titans and see them as a team that can contend, but certainly lost some pieces defensively and expecting Jeffrey Simmons to make that big leap this year. And, man, if you put Clowney on that defense with him, then all of a sudden it looks a lot more exciting. It looks a lot more formidable with their pass rush. So I got to think he's going to, you know, it could be any day. It could be in the next couple weeks. Maybe he doesn't want to go through the grind of going through training camp. I think what he expected back in March compared to what he expected now, obviously he's got to kind of recalibrate his expectations, and he's got to look at this and say, my best chance is to sign a one-year deal with a team like the Titans that has some cap space, kind of rebuild some of my value, go into next offseason, and then try to really cash in. I'm with you. I don't really see what the sense would be in sitting out the year unless, you know, he's an opt-out like we've seen other players, and then that's totally reasonable. But if that's not the reason and it's financial, I don't really see the sense in it, because you're still going to make a good amount of money this year, and you're really going to set yourself up. He's still a relatively young player. You're still going to set yourself up for a bigger paycheck next offseason.
Sheil Kapadia from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Sheil, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. Great stuff.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Hey, Sheil, real quick. Is Sheil still with us?
I believe so.
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
I've got to ask you, on Birds with Friends, which is an awesome podcast you guys do, largely on the Eagles, but it's a lot of fun and a lot of topics. Who did the intro song for you guys? It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was just an enterprising listener. That's what you guys got to do.
Man.
You got to get that free labor. You know, you got to build up the audience, and then you know, give them a little pub, give them a little love. It doesn't take much. So thank you for that. That was a talented listener who put that song together.
Yeah, people got to check it out. Birds with Friends, and the intro song alone is a blast. And those guys are great. Thanks so much, Sheil.
Take care, guys.
Sheil Kapadia, one of the best in the business. This is a great song.
Yeah, no, it is.
If you're a listener out there and you want to give us a little jingle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rap. It's some very good rhyming in it. And I was like, man, this is like they got like an actual like recording artist.
Maybe
we
could get TD to do something. Yeah. TD's daughter?
There you go.
Yeah.
The talent in the family right there.
That's right. No question about it. When we come back, Joe, you have just come out with an article on The Athletic talking about Mike Vrabel and the Titans Ohio State connection. We'll talk about that next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.